Good morning, Anchor Peeps. So yesterday was successful. I actually did a little compilation and edited, or not really edited, I just compiled all the little snippets throughout the day into a podcast episode. So today's day two. Right now it is 9:45 in the morning. I've been up since about 6, had to do some laundry before work, and just kind of did some house chores and stuff, but at the moment, I am feeding reptiles and rodents and running the shop. I'll be here most of the day, actually. So, it's Paul's day off. He's my business partner, which means I'm here open to close. So, I'll probably, I don't know, I might have a break at some point, but yeah, talk soon. I almost forgot to start recording again. So it is now 10 p.m. I'm still at the reptile shop. I've been here since before 9 this morning. And yeah, it's been a long day. So nothing crazy, pretty mellow with the shop, just trying to catch up on stuff. I took a break after we closed at 8 p.m. just to kind of, I don't know, take a breather and sit down. So it's, but now, after I finish up a couple of things, back room, clean up a couple of cages, kind of organizing some different snakes that we have breeding in the back, so I have to change that up. But after that, I'm not sure. I have tomorrow off, kind of. I have things to do, I just don't have to be anywhere at any specific time, which is nice. So I'm going to go clean these cages, and then I'll tune in again. So, yeah. All right, back for the last time today for today's episode. It's almost midnight now, and I'm just getting back to my house. Probably going to go inside, have a beer, and watch either, I don't know, an episode of something, or maybe some music videos, try to find something new. And I was trying to think of what I wanted to, I guess, end this with or talk about. And I mentioned earlier that I placed an order for the shop to get some new things in. And one of the things that I think has helped grow the shop, maybe not necessarily grow the shop, but what has helped us kind of ease into transition and growth has been that since we started, every time we do an order, we always try to order like one or two new items on top of what we need. So instead of like, let's say a new series of products come out or a new company comes out, instead of doing it all at once, we'll do, you know, one product at a time or, you know, three products at a time. But we ease into it. So that way the monetary investment isn't, as substantial at the beginning. We're not, you know, we don't have a lot of cash invested in the product and taking that risk. At the same time, we're adding new products, new SKUs to our lineup. So that's something that we've been doing from the beginning. And it's kind of funny. If you were to talk to anybody that came to my store the first month, they would tell you that it looked like, you know, it was empty and we were probably going to go out of business because we had like literally, I don't even know, 20 SKUs. Like, it was probably more than that. It was probably like 40 or 50. But still, we had, you know, maybe $1,000 worth of dry goods for sale. There was nothing there. So fast forward to the store now, if you were to walk in, like our shelves are filled up. We don't have enough room now, just because of everything that we've been adding. But today, and the reason I bring it up is today is another example with the expansion into the coral side of things, the aquatic side of things. Every order, every every weekly order, I try to incorporate one or two new products that we can offer to those customers. So we're not necessarily targeting them now, that customer base. But once we are ready, it's instead of investing all that money, we've already kind of been saving up and stashing away all these products and dry goods. So just a little bit of information that might help out if you're listening. So anyway, I'm going to go inside and have a beer and either watch a movie or show or listen to some music. Tomorrow is my day off, kind of, so I'll hopefully have probably have a lot of small segments to compose tomorrow's podcast. Anyway, have a good night, good morning, whatever you're doing, wherever you're at, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye. Yo, good morning, Anchor peeps. It's another day. Right now it's almost 11:30 in the morning, and I'm on my way back to the reptile shop from Denver, which is about, where I went to is maybe about an hour and 20 minutes away. So I had to go pick up some fish for the shop, feeder fish, goldfish. But on the way back now, I didn't know what time I was going to head over there, just because I was hoping that I would be able to sleep in, but of course on your day off, for whatever reason, you tend to wake up earlier than usual. So, but the nice thing is that we've been out of goldfish for a couple weeks, now we have them back finally, so that's good. But, yeah, not too much on the agenda. Still have about an hour ahead of me to get back to the shop, and then I'll probably run some errands. I bought a hammock stand yesterday during one of my breaks. So depending on the amount of time that I have, I might actually drive to Kersey, where my mom lives, and set up her hammock stand. We went to, I guess, quick backstory. We went to Nicaragua, Costa Rica, and Panama 2 years ago now. Yeah, 2 years ago now, maybe going on three. We went for my brother's birthday. But in Nicaragua, we went to this little, I don't know what to call it, like a small clothing factory or hammock factory, I guess, where you can see all these people making hammocks by hand. And so we walked around the facility and then ended up buying one for each of us. So the problem is that we've never actually set them up, so they're literally just sitting in a closet somewhere. So there was a hammock stand for sale on Facebook for $50. I decided to buy it, and if I have time, I'll surprise my mom and get her set up today. But I'll get back to you guys soon. Gonna drive home while listening to Dies the Fire, which is the audiobook that I started 2 days ago. And yeah, we'll see what else is in store for today.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.